The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everyone and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you have a great start and or middle of your day, depending on whereabouts you are in the world. Now, markets moved again last night. I can tell you right now a couple of things. One of these things is the fact that I wasn't there to take many of the trades that I was stalking. Yesterday, I did many videos and did a video out to my MarketView subscribers, live trading floor, and all those people that are in there. And basically went through my watch list and talked about pullbacks and what I was waiting for, what I was looking for, all this type of thing. Now, for me, Bitcoin pulled back and there was a great opportunity there for a cradle on the 4-hour Ethereum Classic had the same, Monero back into a certain level, that there was plenty of good opportunity and it all happened, as is often the case, around the same time as the market pulls back into a certain level and moves. Now, the thing is, right? The thing is that I should remain unemotional, okay? I shouldn't feel anything. It should just be, okay, whatever. But I do. I definitely do feel a little bit bummer. It was an opportunity missed. And here's the reason the opportunity was missed. A good friend of the show and a good friend of mine, Mike Goldman, if you recall. We've had Mike Goldman on the show a couple of times, working with the Charlie Teo Foundation, which is supporting brain cancer and raising capital for that. He has his own show on the mic as well. It's a great podcast and interview series. But the thing that I was at last night was at a basketball game for the Sydney Kings. Now, I'm not really a basketball kind of guy, but, you know, Mike was very lovely and offered me tickets to come along with the family, which, yeah, I thought, okay, well, it would be a night out with the family. I just want to say one thing. For someone who doesn't like basketball, I had a damn good time. The Sydney Kings ended up winning 77 or 74, I think it was. Mike was very entertaining, and the kids had an absolute ball. It was well worth it. If you don't just have to be in Sydney, but if you're in Australia somewhere or anywhere in the world, the way they do it, it's really, really great for family. So that's where I was last night. I was at the basketball having a really, really good time and not taking trades. And as luck should have it, as Murphy's Law would suggest, at the time that I was at the Sydney Kings game, the market set up. It was around 7 o'clock that these candles kicked off. And into the night is when they triggered. I didn't get home till about 11 o'clock, which meant I missed out on many of the opportunities. But you know what? That's okay. I sit here and tell myself it's okay, like through gritted teeth. It's okay. The kids had fun at the basketball. It was good for the family. But I can't change what's already happened. One thing I can say is I am stoked for the people that were switched on, did take trades. I know that many of you have got your one-to-one on Bitcoin already. Same with Ethereum Classic. The market is down right now. Bitcoin down 2.3%. I did suggest that we might test the lows and set new lows for the year, and that has been what has occurred. How do I do this? How do I understand and how do I make these predictions? I don't. I just read the chart. I know how to read the chart. It is where the momentum is to the downside. I don't see any strength right now in this market. That's why I'm shorting. That's why I'm looking for shorts. That's why you guys hear me say this daily. I love the space. I believe in blockchain. I believe in Bitcoin. I believe in many of the projects that are in this space. It doesn't necessarily mean I believe they're going to go up now. The market is cycling. The market is doing what Bitcoin and crypto does. It goes through explosive gains. It goes through explosive falls. Understand this and be able to make money either way. There's limited products to trade with leverage to short, admittedly. In crypto, you can, you know, it's much easier to buy something than it is to go short. But the opportunity does exist. And I'm telling you, it's the best thing in the world to be able to expose yourself to a position that you can make money either way. Bitcoin Cash, look at that. I mean, what an absolute little ripper. Beautiful market. It is trending so well. Need to see pullbacks. They're down 12.78%. EOS down 10% today as well. Cardano 4.84 with a strong trend continuation on the 4 hour. Stellar Lumens down 5.7% and still continuing to look bearish. Been watching that for a while. NEO the same, down 5.84. IOTA back pulling into an area of a place where I may look to trade from, down 3.47%. Shorting IOTA, that would be for me. Ripple also down 3.4%. Litecoin 3.5%. The market is still looking very, very bearish. These trends are still very much intact. They are very strong. These are opportunities that do exist to short. You've got to know what you're looking for and how to get around it. But guys, please listen, learn, focus. It's not just all about buying the dip, okay? With that, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Cheers, guys. Subscribe to the podcast and visit TraderCobb.com. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.